Mary Lou, and that's Ricky Nelson launching this hour. Hour number one of the James Francis Patrick O'Neill Bash on our very first get-together for the year 1962. Today, with the great spectacular hits of 1961, the greatest sounds of our times, right here on Channel 63. 7 minutes past three is the time. The KDWB temperature report is 29. You wouldn't let your dog drive home if his license had expired, would you?
Now, here is 5 7/12-year-old humorist, Diane.
Do watch out for pedestrians in the crosswalk.
Oh, certainly. I always give them plenty of horn, you know. I lean on it, give them a chance to scatter.
Oh, then you're not one of them KDWB good guys.
KDWB what, guys?
KDWB good guys. There's millions of us, fella.
Gang, the O'Neill Foundation Sports Department offers this hint to you golfers who are impatiently waiting for the spring. Why not get in some practice in the basement right now? Save your golf balls. Practice putting with canned plums. Start to work on your plum putting this week with sauce.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
The President needs your prayers and your help. You can help. Take an active interest in your country.
Another sound citizen service of KDWB.
This is Elvis Presley.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
Well, now, from our great collection of the tunes first heard on KDWB in 1961, Elvis Presley and Little Sister, music to keep it all in the family by. Incidentally, Little Sister, you certainly have been growing. We don't know just what you've been growing, but three mad scientists got a look at it, and they're willing to make you an offer. I don't know what they're putting in them little Jim Jr. chemistry sets these days. 11 past three is the KDWB Who Do You Think You Are time. Anyway, and my mommy dropped a hint right down the laundry chute.
My mommy listens to KDWB.
It's the thing to do.
By George, it's Christmas in January.
Who do you think you are? Clue number one.
You were once an SS lieutenant colonel.
Oh.
It's time now to play Who Do You Think You Are? Listen to the clues broadcast throughout the hour. At the end of this hour, if you can guess who the news personality of 1961 is, you will have an opportunity to win as much as $63.63 simply by answering a question. You heard the first clue. You were once an SS lieutenant colonel. You now have clue number one. Stand by for your next clue on Who Do You Think You Are? This is Shelby Flint. We've got her number. Angel on My Shoulder. That's Miss Shelby Flint with the greatest sounds of our times, a big 1961 hit, Angel on My Shoulder. Got an angel on my shoulder, got a penny in my pocket, got a pair of genuine moccasins in my Mackinac pocket, which I bought from a moccasin snake, 17 Christmas cards in my suit, which I cleverly forgot to mail, and I've got two tickets to the 1923 Rose Bowl game in my billfold. I'm a scavenger hunter, and I tell you, Roy, them fields are full of wild scavengers. Look at them.
Who keeps you company by the hour? In the car or in the shop?
Clean in the yard.
I'm washing your hose. Or kissing your darling's cute little nose.
This is the professor, the beloved James Francis Patrick O'Neill, on a Monday, New Year's Day afternoon, Jan the 1st, 1962. If you have big plans for 62, back them up with a savings account. That's the best way to help your plans work out on the sunny side. Twin City Federal contributes to your success with generous dividends. The current annual rate is 4%. Dividends are added to accounts four times a year. When you save, look for those twin fours. 4% current annual rate, dividends added to account four times a year. It means a little extra in earnings. It means you can withdraw saving at the end of any three-month quarter without loss of dividends. So stop in at Twin City Federal, back up your plans with a savings account. Back your savings up with Twin Fours. Join the thrift parade to the largest savings and loan association in 49 states, Twin City Federal, where the dividend rate has been 4% for the past 2 years. 8th and Marquette is the address in Minneapolis, 6th and Robert in St. Paul, and the theater building in Anoka. Handy free parking at each location. Remember Pat Boone with Moody River? there to mix up the third river. From the Fab 40 of 1961, that's Pat Boone and Moody River. The KDWB Who Do You Think You Are time is 18 and one half minutes past 3. Stand by for the second clue this hour. A brand new chance for you to win yourself perhaps $63. Our congratulations to the previous hour's winner during the Bob Friend program, Mrs. Merlin Yvetsko in Columbia Heights. We come now to our famous quotation section. We all think the original old saying was, don't read between the lines. But on page 100 of Rich Richards' Almanac, you'll find the real story, gang. It all started back in the year 1933 when R.J. Old Dynamo Schlett, sales manager of the Lost Cause Saddle Soap Company, complained,
well, I fouled up the detail. I've been thinking for a month that all these salesmen were dingling. Tried to read between the lines of their reports. Then I found out they was typing them single-spaced.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting, too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Incidentally, for all of you buckaroos who had a real whoopee-doo time last night, the O'Neill Foundation has a special guest that'll be up here on our stage before this hour is through. I know you'll be interested in hearing from him. Right now, it's 20 minutes past 3 KDWB time. The Twin City temperature is still 29. Shooting toward today's predicted high of 30. The revised Channel 63 climatological survey says considerably cloudy and warmer today, occasional cloudiness and warmer tonight and tomorrow. We've got a humidity of 76%. The wind is out of the west-northwest, 20 miles per hour. How many shopping days till Tuesday?
63.
Which Tuesday?
That's easy to remember.
It's the Fleetwoods. All right, gang. Those are the Fleetwoods. And the Great Imposter. The KDWB time is 23 moving minutes past 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. James Francis Patrick O'Neill is your host. Now look here, Great Imposter. We didn't mind you smearing raisins all over your head and going to that New Year's Eve party as a raisin cookie, or putting that no vacancy sign on your head and representing yourself as a full house in a poker game. But when you rob that hospital safe wearing that surgical mask, that's going too far.
KDWB. Channel 63.
Remember, KDWB, Who Do You Think You Are contest, a brand new fun feature starting today. We've already had one clue, another one coming up very shortly. Perhaps you could be the happy winner of 63 beautiful dollars.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
When I say, did it. You know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity shoe.
Too much! Now that broke many of you up during 1961. One of the tunes first heard on KDWB, Barry Mann and Who Put the Bop. It's 26 minutes past 3 o'clock on a New Year's afternoon. This afternoon, while many of you are relaxing or recovering at home, I've got with me Mr. Gaylord Live It Up Schlett, who has the world's record for New Year's Eve celebrating. Since New Year's of 1958, Mr. Schlepp has whoopied it up for a total of 63 consecutive hours. How was it this year, Mr. Schlepp?
Well, as advertised, Mr. O'Neill, I started partying on Friday afternoon, and I siphoned off 30 minutes ago.
An amazing thing. Mr. Schlepp has gone without sleep since Thursday night, drinking, dancing, an incredible example of stamina. I suppose you lead a pretty quiet life the rest of the year.
Well, as a matter of fact, no. Every other week, I have a big old long weekend party.
Gee, you look so frail, short. I'd say you weigh about 95 pounds, bald, no teeth. I can't get over it, a man of your age.
What do you mean, a man of my age? I'm only 27.
Hey, phone! A warming trend going for us in the Twin Cities, Spunky, right now. It's 29 beautiful degrees on a Monday afternoon, and now, who do you think you are? Listen carefully.
Who do you think you are? Clue number two.
The Israeli secret police captured you in Argentina.
Take that, you senor fink!
Stand by for clue number three. This is the spot for all the big hits of 1961 on this New Year's Day. Those are the Vibrations with the Watusi. Watusi was the name of a dance last year, and Watusi is also the name of an African tribe. As a matter of fact, here comes the Watusi chief. Now, I suppose I should make small talk with him. Chief, are elephants found in your part of Africa?
Elephants so big they seldom lost in my part of Africa.
1 year ahead of its time, KDWB 63 and 62 St. Paul, a Twin Cities sound citizen.
The Northland reports the news to KDWB. These are the top stories in the Twin Cities today.
St. Paul, Minnesota finishes out the year with traffic death count 9 under the record of 1960. Toll at the end of 61, 715. Already two names on the 1962 death list. 18-year-old Steve Melcher, 29-year-old Mrs. Howard Swanson of Lake Benton die in two-car smash-up near that southwestern Minnesota town. Twin Cities. Report from Pasadena to KDWB finds Minneapolis and St. Paul floats taking first places in their classes during Tournament of Roses parade. Minnesota takes second place in state competition. Minneapolis, FBI will aid police in search for swastika painting vandals. Five synagogues and the Hello Foundation house at University of Minnesota defaced with red and black paint. Minneapolis, University of Minnesota campus could be the scene of one of the biggest victory celebrations in school history. If Gophers win Rose Bowl game as expected, Mill City Police say they're ready to make sure everything is orderly.
Here's a brand new KDWB. Climatological survey.
Considerable cloudiness and warmer this afternoon with a few snow flurries ending shortly after midday. Occasional cloudiness, warmer tonight and tomorrow. High today 30, low tonight 15. Humidity now 76%, wind west-northwest 20. Twin Cities temperatures, the Jim O'Neill program continues. 29, 29 KDWB degrees. That's Twin Cities today.
That's another one, first heard on KDWB in 1961, Bee Bumble and the Stingers and Bumble Boogie, which was based on Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee, which in turn was based on a big snafu at the airline's ticket office. The ticket agent, Bobo Rimsky-Korsakov, was summarily dismissed for not booking the Bumblebee on a Beeline flight in the first place, and I think that makes 26 minutes until 4 is the KDWB Jim O'Neill program time. Our Twin City temperature still stands at 29 degrees. Let me see the painting. It's different, but is it art?
This is Art Ray. Don't worry, I didn't forget you, Ivanhoe. We're here to remind you that RC is today's best refreshment buy. You get six extra glasses in every six-bottle carton of RC in the half-quart bottles. That's six more than king size. The fresher refresher.
Royal Crown is the cola with a big refreshing difference. The livelier, sprightlier, less sweet taste. Royal Crown is a cola with a big refreshing difference. When you drink cola, drink Royal Crown.
Remember, gang, this is civilization as we know it. Before this hour is through, I'll be coming up with another clue in our Who Are You Fun Phil contest. Perhaps you'll be the lucky one to glom on to $63. This is the last place I expected to find you.
This is the KDWB High School Hall of Fame. Today, KDWB salutes
Tom Halverson. Followed closely by Timmy Euro.
You lied to me. Hurt you.
tremendous new talent introduced in 1961, heard first on KDWB. We call now for your enjoyment on this New Year's Day, Miss Timmy Earle and Hurt. Timmy Earle's Hurt, we trust that sometime this year she'll be sitting up and taking light nourishments. 22 minutes until 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Twin City temperature is still 29. Get out there and sing.
Someone's going to win a brand new car every week at Clark. For the Clark stations are giving away a brand new car every Friday. Just come in and register, that's all you have to do. And the someone who wins could be you.
You can win a brand new 1962 Chevrolet Impala hardtop free. Just register your name at any Clark Super 100 station in the metropolitan Twin Cities area. It's Clark's Big Car a Week giveaway. A brand new Chevrolet Impala hardtop is given away every Friday. So register now and as often as you like.
Someone's going to win a brand new car every week at Clark. Just come in and register, that's all you have to do. And the someone who wins could be you.
Remember now, every driver is eligible, so register today in the Clark Car Week giveaway and win with Clark. These are the Paris sisters.
No, those are the Paris sisters over there.
Be my boy. Do you remember? That was one of the two big hits the Paris sisters had in 1961, Be My Boy. 19 minutes until 4 o'clock. Remember, another brand new clue coming up on Who Do You Think You Are for this hour, and perhaps you could be a $63 winner. We've got Bobby V, the kid from North Dakota, coming up with Rubber Ball. Rubber Ball is respectfully dedicated today to our O'Neill Foundation Failure of the Year, Fairplay Pomerantz, wealthy sportsman and gifted nut, who early in 1961 startled the sports world with his proposal that only square basketballs be used on American courts. Mr. Pomerantz spent a fortune on manufacturing square basketballs and spent more money by contracting with trash collectors to empty the baskets twice a week in every Minnesota high school gymnasium. Mr. Pomerantz should be able to receive visitors sometime in April. Cool.
You hear the cool sounds and the hot sounds. Hear the fabulous party on KDWB. You hear the weather and news and the latest sports reviews on the most frequented frequency, color radio, channel 63. And to plan your day for sure, we'll bring you the time and temperature. Coming to you the colorful way, KDWB, channel 63.
Anyway, Bobby?
Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you.
And you heard it first on KDWB during 1961. Bobby V and Rubber Ball, 15 and one half minutes until 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. RDI is the way to buy, the new way to buy at discounts in your neighborhood. Look for the store with these letters on the door. RDI for Retail Discounts Incorporated. Freebish, for your information, the Australian crawl is not a method of escape from an Australian cave. Remember, lad.
Channel 63 Sports
Scoreboard. In about 15 minutes from now, the War of the Roses begins at Pasadena. Minnesota goes after a cup full of vengeance against a UCLA team that rates as an 8-point underdog. Oddsmakers anticipate a low-scoring game between two strong defensive teams. In the Cotton Bowl at Dallas, first quarter score, Texas leads Mississippi 6-0. Alabama scores first period touchdown and second period field goal and hangs on to defeat Arkansas 10-3 in the Sugar Bowl Classic at New Orleans. Arkansas threatened but failed to score in the closing minutes. Favored Tigers of Louisiana State roll over the Big 8 champion Colorado 25-7 in the 28th annual Orange Bowl Football Classic before 62,000 fans in Miami.
Now, here is your lifeline to sports.
More things to look for in 62. Now I'm afraid that things will be no different with the Minnesota Twins this coming year than they were last year. Unless Calvin Griffith decides, and he better pretty soon, that the million and a quarter people who made him so wealthy in 1961 deserve better in 1962. D.J. Leary with your live line. In the world of sports.
Martin.
First and foremost, the Channel 63 Sports Scoreboard.
And you all remember Jorgen Ingman with Apache, don't you? Look me in the eye. You remember that, don't you?
Sure.
This is the day devoted to playing the greatest sounds of our times on Channel 63, a large 1961 hit with Jorgen Ingman, Apache. Of course, Apache is the name of an Indian tribe, and their great chief during the winning of the West was Geronimo. And U.S. paratroopers used to yell Geronimo when making a jump. An interesting sidelight, there was a battalion of Apache Indian paratroopers, on the other hand, who when jumping would yell, U.S. Cavalry, 10 1/2 minutes before 4 o'clock. Hey there, movie announcers.
Hey, moviegoers, it's here.
Hey, let's twist.
Hey, let's twist. The one, the only, the motion picture film where it all started, with the stars and the music that started it. At New York's famed Peppermint Lounge, the Temple of the Twist. Millions have read about it all. Now it's all on the motion picture screen. Hey, let's twist.
Well, lean boy blue, come on and blow your horn.
Hey, let's twist. The exciting movie about the sensation that's sweeping across the nation, starring Joey D and the Starlighters, Joanne Campbell, Teddy Randazzo, and the Peppermint Loungers. Hey, let's twist! And that's just what all America is doing. Yes, everybody's dancing it. Everybody's loving it. And now everybody's seeing it on the motion picture screen. So come on! Hey, let's twist!
Now that you know how, hey, let's twist!
Hey, Let's Twist is now showing at the Lyceum Theater in downtown St. Paul. KDWB, who do you think you are? Time 9 1/2 minutes until 4, and I'm Jim O'Neill.
A bridge, alcohol, and jail. This and other top stories at 4. Art Blasky, KDWB News.
From early 1961, Angel Baby by Rosie, who with this tune blasted to great heights, became an overnight sensation, was a new star in record biz, and then was never heard of again. 6 minutes before 4, KDWB Jim O'Neill program time. The Twin City temperature is 29 degrees. Who do you think you are, friend? Listen carefully.
Who do you think you are? Clue number 3.
Your recent trial ended with a sentence of death for you.
Now. Who do you think you are?
All right, my friend. If you are a resident of St. Paul, call 779-7313. If you are a resident of St. Paul, call this number now, 779-7313. If you're the first person to call with the correct answer, you will win 63 cents and have an opportunity to answer a question worth $63. Call 779-7313 if you live in St. Paul. Who do you think you are?
Candy man. Yeah, candy, candy, candy. I've got a sweet, sweet tooth for you. Yeah, candy, candy, candy.
All right, that's Roy Orbison with Candy Man. And look, friendly sweet tooth Candy Man, next time you come around to service the vending machine, give it a good going over. The last time I put a dime in, Roy Orbison came out.
KDWB. Channel 63.
Right now we count 2 1/2 moving minutes before 4 o'clock. KDWB, who do you think you are, time?
And here is this hour's winner. Hello, who do you think you are?
Adolf Eichmann.
Adolf Eichmann is right. You now have 63 cents. Please tell me what is your real name?
Sandra Peternell.
Sandra Peternell of what address?
919 Marion Street.
All right. Now then, if you were Adolf Eichmann, how long did your trial last?
3 months.
You have to give me an exact answer there, Miss Peternell, real fast, almost time up.
90 days.
No, I'm awfully sorry. Better luck next time. You do have 63 cents, and thanks for playing our game with us.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
right, congratulations to a 63-cent winner there. Sandra Peternell, 919 Marion Street in St. Paul. There'll be another brand-new Who Do You Think You Are contest coming up in the next hour. Could be worth 63 clams to you. This is Phil Upchurch, and you can't sit down, remember? KDWB award-winning news with Art Blaski in less than 90 seconds.